But I'm nearly going blind from staring at her photograph and wishing she was mine. It's that same old lost love story. It's sad, but it's true. There was a time when she was mine in 1982. Losing my mind, going back in time to 1982.
I must look just like a fool here in the middle of the road, standing there in your rear view and getting soaked to the bone. This land is flat as it is me. A man can see for 100 miles, so I'm still praying I might see the glow of a brake light. But your wheels just turn down the road ahead. If it hurts at all, you ain't showed it yet. I keep a looking slightest sign that you might miss what you left behind. I know there's nothing stopping you now, but I'd settle for a slowdown. I held on longer than I should, believing you might change your mind. And those bright lights of Hollywood would fade in time. But your wheels just turn down the road ahead. If it hurts at all, you ain't shown it yet. I keep on looking for slightest sign that you might miss what you left behind. I know there's nothing stopping you now, but I'd settle for a slowdown. But your wheels just turn down the road ahead. If it hurts at all, you ain't showed it yet. You're just a tiny dot on that horizon line. Come on, tap those brakes, baby, just one time. I know there's nothing stopping you now. I'm not asking you to turn. Settle for a slow down. Come on, just slow down. I'd settle for a slow down.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The investigation into the attempted assassination of Donald Trump continues in Pennsylvania. Police say they still don't have a motive. Donald Trump and Republicans moving forward with a message of unity at the RNC. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has more.
Tonight's theme, making America safe once again, with a focus on illegal immigration, violent crime, and drug overdose deaths. Former Trump rival Nikki Haley is reported to be a primetime speaker. That's meant to be a demonstration of party unity, but some of Haley's stances on foreign policy and national security differ dramatically from the views of the GOP ticket. VP nominee J.D. Vance is one of the fiercest opponents of U.S. aid for Ukraine in the Senate.
President Biden also working to tamp down political rhetoric. He'll be campaigning in Nevada today. As many as 30 people were killed in Gaza in the latest Israeli strike on a U.N. school-turned-shelter. Israel's military claiming Hamas is setting up operations out of U.N. facilities. This is ABC News. A former NFL star says he was humiliated, embarrassed, and angry after he was taken into custody when his flight landed in California.
Pro Football Hall of Famer Terrell Davis says he lightly tapped a flight attendant to get his attention on a United flight from Denver to Orange County, California. Davis says when the plane landed, he was removed in handcuffs by six FBI and law enforcement agents. The attorney for the Super Bowl 32 MVP tells ABC it's hard to assume that race was not a component. United says it's reached out to apologize and has removed the flight attendant from duty pending a review. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The CDC is reporting a surge in COVID cases, a summertime COVID wave growing in more than 40 states now, many with virus levels described as high or very high. Viral activity found in wastewater is also rising, especially in the Southwest. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Presenting Again Fling's love story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly sunny and becoming quite comfortable today with high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. There's only a small chance of a few spotty showers or storms this afternoon. And after that, we stay dry the rest of the week and sun splashed. Are you behind on tax payments? Call Tax Solutions now for help. 1-800-281-8193. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Coalition to march on the Republican National Convention filled the streets of Milwaukee Monday. There was no unified message. Protesters focused on issues like immigration and reproductive rights and their support for Palestine as the war continues between Hamas and Israel. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson says a chart on border security he put together may have saved Donald Trump's life Saturday. Former president turned to look at the chart the moment a would-be assassin's bullet grazed his ear. Johnson told Fox News he showed the chart to Trump prior to a Green Bay rally. Trump's been using it ever since. And mosquitoes are out in force this summer thanks to continued heavy rains. UW Extension entomologist P.J. Leach says reducing the amount of skin you have exposed is one of the safest bets to beat the bugs. If you're at home, try to stay in a screened area. Or if you're on your deck, bring some fans outside. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
You know Fleet Farm's got everything for everyday life. But did you know we also have the best prices guaranteed every day? Like 40 pounds of Diamond Crystal Softener Salt, on sale now for just $5.69. Or a 40-pound bag of Black Oil Sunflower Seed, on sale for $17.49. And on the odd day you find a lower price, we'll match it. Any day, every day. Fleet Farm's got everything you need for everyday life, all at the best prices. Guaranteed.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Bauer Bill Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire, 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, and Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. A Durand man was sentenced to 5 years in prison for drunk driving in Eau Claire County. Douglas Van Buskirk was pulled over for OWI 10th offense in 2021 after an Eau Claire convenience store clerk called police to report a man very intoxicated attempting to purchase alcohol. Authorities ended up finding Van Kirk at another convenience store, and breathalyzer tests put his alcohol level at 0.115. Van Buskirk pleaded no contest on Monday and was sentenced in Eau Claire County Court. There aren't a lot of details about the death of a woman who was a prisoner in the Chippewa County Jail. The woman was taken from the jail to the hospital July 4th, put on life support a few days later, and according to the coroner, died Sunday. No one's saying who the woman is, what she was in jail for, or why she was taken to the hospital. Chippewa County Sheriff Hanks says the woman was no longer his responsibility after jailers took her to the hospital. The coroner's office says the woman will have an autopsy later today in the Twin Cities. Private well users in southeastern Minnesota can apply for free kits that they can use to test their water for a variety of hazards. The Tap In Safe Water Drinking Program is run by water conservation districts in the region and funded by the Minnesota Department of Health. Water tested through the program will be analyzed, and some well owners may be eligible for financial assistance to help repair problems or drill new wells. Homeowners and renters with private wells in Olmsted, Goodhue, Wabasha, and Winona counties are all eligible for the program. There's a new snapshot on the fundraising advantage that Wisconsin Democrats continue to have. The Wisconsin Senate Democratic Committee yesterday said it raised nearly $3 million in the latest fundraising period. The Dems say the committee to elect Republican senators raised just under $1 million in the same amount of time. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein said the fundraising haul shows Democrats are running real and aggressive campaigns across Wisconsin. This fall will be the first election for state lawmakers under Wisconsin's new election maps. Mosquitoes are out in force this summer thanks to continued heavy rains, but you can beat the bugs with some simple tips. UW Extension entomologist P.J. Leach says reducing the amount of skin you have exposed is one of the safest bets. If you're at home, try to stay in a screened area, or if you're on your deck, bring some fans outside. Mosquitoes have a hard time maneuvering in the breeze. If you are going to wear bug repellent, make sure it's been tested by the EPA for safety and follow the instructions. You're listening to WRDN News.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole-person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what?
I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Menominee is ready to allow ATVs and UTVs on city streets. The city council last night approved the plan to let people drive their ATVs in town. Mayor Randy Nack says it makes sense to allow people to drive their ATV or UTV to one of the area's trails as opposed to loading on a trailer every time you want to go out. The ordinance should be finalized next month, which means it will likely be October before riders can legally take to the streets. The first of four suspects in a 2022 murder in Eau Claire has accepted a plea deal. Michael Purnell yesterday agreed to a no-contest plea for the shooting death of Christopher Connell. Purnell's deal saw prosecutors agree to drop first-degree murder charges in exchange for new charges of being party to felony murder. Investigators say Purnell is one of four people involved in the murder. The other three suspects have yet to go to trial or accept pleas of their own. A Winona auto parts manufacturing plant is closing. According to the Minnesota Employment and Economic Development State Rapid Response Team, BCS Access Business Systems U.S. will lay off nearly 117 hourly and salaried employees from its facility in Winona. The layoffs and closing of the plant begin July 26th. A UW lacrosse faculty committee is recommending firing former Chancellor Joe Gao. The committee recommends Gao be fired from his tenured teaching position. In December, Gao was fired as chancellor by the UW Board of Regents after he and his wife were found to be making online porn videos. In a report, the committee says Gao's most serious misconduct was his response to the discovery of the videos and his firing as chancellor. The report says that Gao exploited his role as a lacrosse faculty member to generate more views and revenue off of his pornographic content. Gao has called the report and its findings insubstantial, terminating him as faculty. The firing recommendation now goes to new UW Chancellor James Beebe, who will decide whether to forward it to the full Board of Regents. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will be leading a trade mission to Europe this year. The Minnesota Department of Economic and Employment Development says the trip to Ireland and the Netherlands will happen in November. Nearly three dozen Minnesota businesses and organizations in fields such as medical technology, food, and agriculture will also be part of the trip. The governor says the trip will be an excellent chance to create new business opportunities in Europe. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chent Fitzsmith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chent Fitzsmith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Before you sign a contract to get solar power at your home, you'll want to do some homework. Wisconsin Consumer Protection Director Michelle Reinen said some companies have been making wild claims about the benefits of solar power, like getting rid of utility bills entirely. Reinen says you should always do some research on a company before you sign anything. Make sure any government rebates or deals that the company says you're eligible for still exist. And check with the Better Business Bureau if you need to find some reviews. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
With Progressive Snapshot, you could save on auto insurance rates by driving safely, which is great because you're rarely rewarded for just being you. Ever get rewarded for being left-handed? No. You get to use weird scissors. Your reward for being a Capricorn? Cold birthdays that conflict with the holidays. And your reward for quickly responding to every work email? more emails. But with Snapshot, even left-handed Capricorns with proper email etiquette could get rewarded for good driving. So download the Progressive app today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop. The all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop! Swiffer Power Mop!
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly sunny and becoming quite comfortable today with high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. There's only a small chance of a few spotty showers or storms this afternoon, and after that, we stay dry the rest of the week and sun-splashed. Are you behind on tax payments? Call Tax Solutions now for help. 1-800-281-8193. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Former Brewer Corbin Burns starting for the American League in the 2024 Baseball All-Star Game in Arlington, Texas tonight. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Burns 9-4 with a 2.43 ERA in his first season with the Orioles. Pirates rookie Paul Skenes goes for the Nationals. He is 6-0 with a 1.90 earned run average. Brewers Christian Yelich and William Contreras starting for the Nationals tonight. It'll be the third All-Star appearance for Yelich.
Anytime you get to come here, it's special, and you know, hang out with some of the best players in the game and be part of the All-Star game. To really be able to do it through like different parts of my career has been kind of cool. You know, it's been a few years since I've been able to do something like this, so especially back, share it with friends and family, and really just enjoy the whole experience.
William Contreras making his second appearance. The Brewers finished the first half at 55-42, but dropped 7 of their last 10. They're still in first place, but 4.5 up on the Cardinals, 6.5 on the Pirates. GM Matt Arnold.
We've had our share of bumps along the way, but this is a really good group, you know, and I think Murph does an incredible job getting the guys fired up every day. You know, obviously we've gone through a little bit of a rut lately, but this team is really tough, and we win in different ways, and I think we've shown that we're in almost every game, like Murph says, and so I'm really proud of the group and excited to see what we can do in the second half.
Dodger outfielder Teoscar Hernandez is the home run derby champion. He crushed 14 in the final round to beat Kansas City's Bobby Witt Jr. last night. Brewers went heavy on pitching again on day two of the Major League Draft. Of the 8 players selected on day two, 7 were pitchers. Florida State catcher Marco Dingus was the only position player taken going in round number 4. Marinette's Ty Kretz is the round one leader at the 123rd Wisconsin Amateur Championship at the Legend at Merrill Hills. Kretz fired a bogey-free 5 under par 66 and will start day two with a 3-shot lead. Bucks are off to a winless start in the Las Vegas Summer League at 0-2. They'll play again tonight, squaring off against the Los Angeles Clippers. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
At Progressive, we know there's a lot of things you can track. Steps, calories, heart rate, your pet steps, screen time, the whereabouts of your favorite celebrity, how long you slept, how long you didn't sleep, how long you thought about sleeping, how long you thought about how long you thought about sleeping. But none of these things could save you money. Unlike Snapshot from Progressive, which customizes your rate based on how and how much you drive. It's much better for your bottom line than tracking your Cocker Spaniel's resting heart rate. So download the Progressive app today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-579-6610. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-579-6610 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Briscoe looks to his first cup race on the Indy Oval. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Okay, raise your hand if you want to make your life a little bit easier. Great. Now raise your other hand if you like to be comfortable. Perfect. Now that you have both hands raised, imagine putting on your shoes. And that, folks, right there is your answer to an easier, more comfortable life. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. This is footwear you don't need your hands to put on. They can be raised in the air, and you can just step it and go. Why don't you experience what people can't stop talking about? Life-changing Skechers Slip-ins. Get your Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or
better,
footwear is sold.
eBay Motors is here for the ride.
120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Stuart Haas Racing's Chase Briscoe is from Mitchell, Indiana, 90 miles south of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, where the NASCAR Cup Series races this weekend. It will be the first time since 2020 the Brickyard 400 will be run on the oval. And that's a big deal for Briscoe for a number of reasons.
To get around a Brickyard is going to be really, really special. To do it in the 14 car is going to be even more special. At least one time I'll get to do that in my career and have Tony there. So it's going to be a cool weekend. Hopefully we can have a good day there as well.
The series had been racing on the road course at Indy the last 4 years, where Briscoe finished sixth a year ago. For more on this weekend's Brickyard 400, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Cattle don't like extreme heat any more than we do. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Here's what you can do to help cattle avoid the effects of heat stress as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
The new John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul. All in a single day. Because with the highest cargo box volume in its class, customizable features, and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, it gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorXUV.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
For cattle to have maximum performance in the summer, they require the same comforts that we do on a sizzling hot day. They should have access to shade with good airflow and ventilation. Water is a big deal, and there should be plenty of it available at all times. Cattle will drink out of a muddy pond if they have to, but it's better to have cool, fresh water. It's been said that 40 degrees is considered t-shirt weather for cows, so on these hot days, watch for signs of heat stress. They can include labored breathing, open mouth breathing, and restlessness. Dr. Brian Lubers is an associate professor of food animal therapeutics at Kansas State University. He says along with noting daytime high temperatures, you should also monitor the nighttime low temperatures.
When the sun's out and it's hot, they'll absorb a lot of heat and then they'll dissipate that heat in the overnight hours as it cools off. When we get into trouble, especially with the more extreme heat stress events, is when we don't have those cooler nighttime temperatures. And so if I'm telling people to really watch for heat stress, it's when those nighttime temperatures are staying high as well, because it doesn't allow cattle to get rid of that heat in the cooler hours. And certainly when we have multiple days in a row of that kind of weather pattern, that's really a time to be vigilant.
If you don't have to handle cattle during times of extreme daytime and nighttime temperatures, he says it's best to avoid it.
But if you have to, make sure you're handling cattle kind of in the coolest part of the day, which is generally early morning. So if we can do it even a little bit as the sun's coming up or even a little bit before, that's a good time, because that exercise and motion is just going to make that heat stress worse if they're already stressed a little bit.
Learn more about heat stress in cattle at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month.
Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
76 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of farm markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, milk markets are higher. August up 4 to 1973. September up 8 to 2034. October up 7 to 2037. And November milk up 11 to 2004. Cheese markets were higher. Barrels up 2.25 to 188 and 3/4. 40-pound blocks up 0.5 to 186 and 1/2. 2-trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 1.5 to 313 and 3/4. 4 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 0.5 to 117. 3 trades on the day. Dry waste steady at 50 cents, even no trades on the day. Live cattle markets are mostly higher. Feeder cattle are somewhat mixed. Hogs moving mostly higher today. The live cattle complex, waiting for the week to present something worthwhile to give traders a reason to move the market one way or the other. At this point, no cash cattle trade has developed. Box beef prices are trading mixed, so the trade remains hesitant. Market participants, feeder cattle complex again mixed, still needing that extra oomph of support before the trade would actually move the contracts higher, because between the live cattle contracts steady somewhat lower trend and nearby corn prices up slightly, traders continue to play the market cautiously. The lean hog complex is moving higher today as the futures contract complex is trading fully higher. The market is seeing better consumer demand. Pork cutout values are also higher. Midday carcass prices are a little skewed because the hams jumped a whopping $7.32, which is increasing the carcass price. But all in all, the cuts are trending higher, and that is helping the market. August live cattle up 7 cents to 182.20. October up 15 cents to 183.95. December up 22 cents to 185.87. August feeder cattle down 45 cents to 258.32. September up 10 cents to 259. October up 27 cents to 258.75. August hogs up 212 to 90.55. October up $1.45 to 71.22. December up $1.70 to 63.45. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets moving mostly higher as damaging storms work through the central corn belt, along with heavily oversold conditions in place. That is helping to firm up the markets just a bit on short cover. Soybeans are also moving mostly higher with strong spread action as the trade is trying to firm up back from the washout on Monday with broad product support. Meal is higher. Oil also moving higher. The weather should remain good for crop development in the near term. Wheat futures are moving mostly higher, even though the northern harvest continues to move forward despite overseas production concerns. Now, those production concerns are providing some support to the markets. The dollar remains at the bottom end of the trading range. September corn up 7 to 397.5. December up 6.25 to 410.5. March up 6.25 to 424. August beans up 12.25 to 1090.25. September up 6 to 1039.75. November up 5 to 1045. August soybean meal up 370 to 337.50. August soybean oil up 36 cents to 46.78. Chicago wheat, September up 2 to 534.5. December up 1.75 to 558.25. Minneapolis wheat, September up 2.25 to 583. December up 3 to 604.25. Energy markets today, August crude oil down $1.02 to 80.89. September down 97 cents to 79.87. Meanwhile, August and September gas both down 2 cents. August at 247, September at 244. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. The National Brown Swiss Convention returned to Wisconsin this month. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
For the first time in over a decade, an international crowd gathered in Wisconsin to celebrate the Brown Swiss cattle breed. Josh Huschen is assistant chair of the National Brown Swiss Convention and past president of the Wisconsin Brown Swiss Association. He says Wisconsin is the Brown Swiss capital of the U.S.
Wisconsin has more brown Swiss than any other state. And if you're asking me, I'm a little biased. I think we have the best brown Swiss in the country as well. So the way that we'll celebrate that is a couple things. The first is that we're going to give our youth a chance to show their animals to really a global audience, because we have attendees coming from Switzerland, from Italy, and from South America. So they'll have a chance to show off the hard work that they're doing with their cattle to a global audience and get feedback and compete with their peers to see where they're at. The second thing that we'll do then is to visit some local farms. So we've got three farms that we'll take tours to.
The convention included a consignment sale, and he says Brown Swiss cattle are known for a couple of outstanding characteristics.
The first thing that they're known for is milk that converts very easily into cheese. So that's high protein milk, that's high fat milk. And that's honestly why it got started as a breed in Wisconsin, because of the Swiss cheesemakers that came over. They settled in Greene County and then spread from there throughout Wisconsin. So the breed itself has increased in production of pounds of milk while also maintaining very high component levels of protein and cheese. I would say the second reason is because they are very functional cattle in terms of their feet and legs. They're very mobile. They don't have a lot of injuries from that standpoint, and they're actually pretty heat tolerant as well.
People may be surprised at how popular the Brown Swiss breed is around the world.
As a breed, it's not the largest breed in the U.S. by any means. The black and white Holsteins, as all your listeners know, are way more popular. But actually, globally, there are about 8 million Brown Swiss globally, and they're more popular than any other breed around the world.
That convention was held July 3rd through the 6th in Green Bay. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin had 4.5 days suitable for fieldwork for the week ending July 14th, according to USDA's National Ag Statistics Service. Drier weather for most of the state resulted in the second highest day suitable for the growing season thus far, allowing field work to progress at a faster pace. Field work included harvesting hay and forage, applying fertilizer, and the start of small grain harvest. Corn silking was at 17% complete, 6 days ahead of last year. Corn condition was rated at 58% good to excellent, down 4 percentage points from the prior week. 34% of the soybean crop had bloomed. 5% of the soybean crop was setting pods. Soybean condition was at 56% good to excellent, down 4 percentage points from the prior week. Winter wheat coloring was at 97%. 7% of the winter wheat crop had been harvested. Winter wheat condition was rated at 81% good to excellent, unchanged from the prior week. The second cutting of alfalfa hay was at 65% complete, 6 days behind last year. All hay conditioned improved to 71% good to excellent. Reports of potato harvest beginning were received, and now potato conditions decreased to 87% good to excellent. That was down 3 percentage points from the prior week. World Dairy Expo was a virtual farm tours have brought some of the best dairy operations from near and far to Madison for over 20 years. The four dairies to be featured during World Dairy Expo continue that tradition while showcasing environmental stewardship, quality genetics, technology advancements, diversification, and more. During Expo's virtual farm tours, dairy owners and managers will have a visual presentation, time for questions, and open discussion afterward. Tours will be presented daily in the Mendota Room 1 of the exhibition hall at 10 a.m. during Expo. On Tuesday, October 1st, it will be Shep Farms of Lodi. October 2nd, McCarthy Family Farms from Rexford, Kansas. Thursday, Vandosk Dairy Farms from Cleveland, Wisconsin. And on Friday, October 4th, the Wolt Farm of Brilliant. Again, World Dairy Expo coming up beginning on October 1st at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. Agriculture Secretary Vilsack says USDA will award a record-breaking $14.3 million in farm-to-school grants to 154 projects in 43 states, including Wisconsin. The investments will help 1.9 million children eat more nutritious foods in school while supporting farmers and producers in their local and regional communities. Farm to school is a huge win for children, schools, farmers, producers, and communities, Vilsack said. When schools have access to fresh local food options with homegrown flavor, they can serve delicious, healthy dishes that kids are excited to eat while also supporting the local economy, he said. He also says the grants continue USDA's work to address both food and nutrition insecurity, ensuring that not only are U.S. kids getting fed, but they're getting fed well. Over 67,000 schools across the country participate in Farm to School. More information is available on the Farm to School website. A new study by the National Corn Growers Association shows American corn growers were responsible for a $152 billion boost to the U.S. economy in 2023. The report looked at the number of ways corn growers help shape the economy, including economic output, contributions to the gross domestic product, tax revenues, labor income, and employment statistics. The data shows that growers remain deeply rooted in rural America, where they serve as pillars of economic growth, said NCGA lead economist Krista Swanson, who authored the analysis. They work to foster technological innovation, expand commercial opportunities, advance free trade, build the bioeconomy, and feed a hungry world, she said. Corn grower production directly contributed to $20.7 billion to the gross domestic product and provided $12 billion in labor wages and benefits. The economic impact of corn farming extended across 524 different industry sectors in all 50 states, reinforcing its broad influence on the national economy. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Quiet weather's expected for the rest of the week in our ag weather forecast. Now, a few isolated showers are possible early this afternoon, but pretty much it's going to be dry through the end of the work week with highs in the 70s and light winds as well. It'll be very, very pleasant weather. Partly sunny throughout the day. Today, a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm. We'll have highs 75 to 80, relative humidities at 51 to 56%. Northwest winds at 5 to 9, gusting to 20 this afternoon. We'll see about 11 hours of sunshine. For tonight, mostly clear, lows 52 to 57, relative humidities at 90 to 95%, northwest winds at 5 to 8. Wednesday, sunshine, high 70 to 75, relative humidities at 42 to 52%, north winds at 5 to 10, 13 hours of sunshine. For Thursday, sunshine, high 75 to 80. Friday, partly sunny, high 75 to 80. Saturday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85. And for Sunday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs once again 80 to 85.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She's been playing at a room on the strip for 10 years in Vegas. Every night she looks in the mirror. She only ages. She's been reading about Nashville and all the records that everybody's buying. Says I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand. Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country. Look at them boots. She's gone country. Back to her roots. She's gone country. A new kind of suit. She's gone country. Here she comes. Well, the folk seems dead, but he's holding out in the village. Been writing songs, speaking out against wealth and privilege. He says, I don't believe in money, but a man could make him a killing. Cause some of that stuff don't sound much different than dealing. I hear down there, it's changed, you see. Well, they're not as backward as they used to be. He's gone country. Look at them boots. He's gone country. Back to his roots. He's gone country. A new kind of suit. He's gone country. Here he comes. To LA, but he's got a house in the valley. But the bills are piling up, and the pop scene just ain't on the rally. And he says, honey, I'm a serious composer, schooled in voice and composition. But with the crime and the smog these days, this ain't no place for children. Lord, it sounds so easy, it shouldn't take long. Be back in the money in no time at all. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes. Yeah, he's gone country. He's gone country. Everybody's gone country. Yeah, we've gone country. The whole world's gone country.
You like the way that sounds? and smoking Pall Malls, watching Laura Ingalls. And Granny's getting lit, she's heading out to bingo. Yeah, my buddies and me are going mudding down on Blue Hole Road. You know we let it rip. Well, we got the money, let it roll. If we got the gas, it gets wild. Yeah, but that's the way we get down in a hick town.
Stand on it.
Folks in the city party in martini bars, and they like to show off in their fancy foreign cars. Out here in the boondocks, we buy beer in Amoco and crank out Cracko speakers with that country radio. We let it rip.
Set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Suntan toes tickling the sand, cold drink chilling in my right hand. Watching you sleep in the evening light, resting up for a long, long night. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright. When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down, yeah.
All day long just taking it easy, laying in a hammock where it's nice and breezy, and sleeping off the night before. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be back for more.
When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down.
Guitar and my dark sunglasses,
this sweet concoction is smooth as molasses.
Nothing to do but breathe all day until the big moon rises and it's time to play. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright.
When the
swept up inside a whirlwind. I just couldn't see the end till you were gone. And a broken heart, scrambling in the dark. How was I to know that I'd be okay? Thought I'd lose it all when you walked away. How was I to know I would be this strong? I have what it takes all along. I know what I'm made of. Guess it just took some time to realize. Oh, I was blind, I couldn't tell. But too much faith in someone else.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country 1430 WRDN.
We need a little time alone.